I have spent the last few weeks testing and experimenting with many different MIUI camera Leica mods with the main focus on the Android open source project, AOSP, based ROMs like the famous Lineage OS. At the moment I have built and I'm using my first custom Android ROM which is based on Lineage OS version 20 with a custom build kernel. Lupo kernel which I have configured and compiled strongly focused on the super endurance battery life with good overall phone performance. More details about the custom ROM Lineage OS unofficial version and the Linux kernel I use I'll write in the next blog posts. This post is focused on the latest MIUI camera Leica mods available at the moment, version 4 and version 5. In general, the famous Lineage OS official come with a vague semblance of a photo program that is far beyond the capabilities of the Redmi Note 10 Pro camera full hardware capabilities and potential. If you are inspired of the mobile photography and you are using a good camera phone produced from Xiaomi like Redmi Note 10 Pro, you definitely have to use together the MIUI camera, Leica, and the best Google camera mod, Gcam, available at the moment, which definitely is Gcam LMC8. Camera mod from Hasley. I have edited slightly the source code of the latest MIUI camera Leica version 4 or 5. In order to get the maximum from them in order this great camera software to work on the latest AOSP ROM like the famous Lineage OS. MIUI camera Leica mod what is working on AOSP ROMs like Lineage OS. Unfortunately the newest MIUI camera Leica version 4 or 5 Magisk modules below are working partially on Lineage OS official and unofficial. Probably the same problem will be on all other AOSP based ROMs. Not working. Photo, portrait, documents mode. Working. Pro, video, 108 megapixels photo, long exposure, time lapse, panorama, slow motion, vlog, short video. The problem is that the default startup mode is photo and immediately after the installation and the initial setup of the MIUI camera Leica camera the photo mode exits with error, something like this. The program is not connecting to the camera and will exit in 3 seconds. In order to work around this problem you have to move fast the slider to some other mode like video or pro which are working okay. Also after the initial setup hold your finger on the camera icon and create a link to the video or the pro mode. This way you can start the program directly in pro or video mode and this way you will avoid the annoying 3 seconds plus exit error. Main benefits of the MIUI camera Leica mod for AOSP. The main benefits of the MIUI camera Leica mod for AOSP versus best Gcam is probably the pro mode function. Main benefit 1. The pro mode in MIUI camera Leica gives you full control over the camera hardware and you can get the maximum quality photography from your smartphone camera. Main benefit 2. When shooting macro photos in pro mode, Leica 4. Only, you have much better focus control. Unfortunately in version 5, the macro lens switch in pro mode is not available. The macro shooting in version 5 is available at the moment only in video mode. Main benefit 3. The RAW files produced from MIUI camera Leica in pro mode have much better quality than the RAW files produced from Gcam. The RAW quality produced from Gcam is not so good as the RAW files from MIUI camera Leica including the best Gcam version at the moment which definitely is LMC8. Gcam from Hasley. I have edited the original source code of the MIUI camera Leica mod from Holy Bear in order to activate in the settings by default the most important settings. But despite the modifications I made you have to change few settings by hand after the initial MIUI camera Leica setup. MIUI camera Leica configuration instructions. I recommend this MIUI camera Leica configuration settings. 1. Go to settings, preserve settings, activate everything especially the camera mode. This way MIUI camera Leica will remember the last mode used, pro, video and etc. And will start in it, this way no 3 seconds plus exit error will occur. 2. Go to settings, customize, feature layout, and remove the portrait, night, documents modes with the 3 seconds plus exit problem. 3. Go to settings and activate both settings at the bottom. Enable advanced settings and enable lab options and enable universal settings, beta, in versus exit the settings menu and after that come back to the settings menu. There are also a lot more valuable setup options for your camera. 4. Disable all the parallel processing options available. Parallel processing is not working correctly at the moment in Redmi Note 10 Pro and cause the camera not to start after the phone restarts unless you clean the cache and storage data, settings, of the MIUI camera Leica. I'll make a separate video with the instructions step by step about all MIUI camera Leica settings I use. Download MIUI camera Leica for AOSP based ROMs Magisk module. You can download MyUI Camera Leica for AOSP-based ROMs Magisk module from the links below. MyUI Camera Leica V5. AOSP Lupo.zip. MyUI Camera Leica V4. AOSP Lupo.zip. What is the difference between MyUI Camera Leica Versus and Versus? The main difference between MyUI Camera Leica Versus and Versus is in the new camera interface in Versus than the old look in Versus 4. And etc. In MyUI Camera Leica 5 version, the settings menu is available after a short finger slide down on the screen. Also in MyUI Camera Leica 5 version, the temperature, focus, exposure and ISO sliders are completely different. I like the new sliders very much actually. Google Camera, Gcam, for AOSP-based ROM. For all AOSP-based ROMs users, I strongly recommend the LMC8 Gcam camera mod from Hasley. Personally, I use and prefer the LMC8 Camera R17. It have better interface that I like much. Smiley face. The difference between the R17 and R18 is mostly in the design of the interface, APK icon and etc. Especially for the Redmi Note 10 Pro users, I recommend this Gcam config. 20,230,929 LMC17 Lupo.xml. The config is optimized for the Redmi Note 10 Pro hardware and you receive images with the best quality. If the pictures produced with this config are a bit too saturated for you, I like them this way. You can adjust the saturation level in settings, photo processing, main camera, main settings, saturation. Gcam LMC8 R18 official download. Gcam LMC8 R18 config. 20230916 LMCV8 R18 Lupo config.xml. Gcam LMC tread on the XDA developers forum. For different LMC8 configs, I strongly recommend you to visit this forum post, GCAM, LMC8, R17 R18 thread managed from @laptapper. He has done great work testing and experimenting with different Gcam versions and fine-tuning the configs. GCAM, LMC8, R17 R18. YouTube, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=a0xgcube crew, YouTube.